AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Recently fired CDC Director Susan Menares told a Senate committee the nation's health system is headed to a very dangerous place, with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his team of anti-vaccine advisors in charge.
I believe preventable diseases will return, and I believe that we will have our children harmed for things that we know they do not need to be harmed by. Polio, measles, diphtheria, whooping cough. I worry about the ramifications for those children in illness and in death.
Menares and former CDC Chief Medical Officer Deborah Howery describe exchanges in which Kennedy or political advisors rebuffed data supporting the safety and efficacy of vaccines. President Trump is being greeted in Britain with horse-drawn carriage rides and honor guards. He is the first U.S. president and world leader to get invited to a second state visit to the U.K. There will be a lavish white tie banquet tonight at Windsor Castle. This protester, Mandy, was outside the castle.
I think it's total hypocrisy that the royal family are welcoming Trump when they've ostracized Andrew, rightly, for consorting with Epstein. We know that Trump has done exactly the same thing.
The president will not be seen in any public events during his two-day trip. Utah Valley University students are back on campus today after last week's assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The UN Refugee Agency says governments around the world, especially in the global north, including the U.S., are increasingly undermining the Global Convention on Refugees and Asylum Seekers, even threatening its very existence. The National Academy of Sciences is rebuffing the Trump administration's EPA efforts to undo regulations fighting climate change. This is AP News. Amazon is making a $1 billion investment
to raise wages and lower the cost of health care plans for its U.S. fulfillment and transportation workers. The average pay is increasing to more than $23 per hour. Full-time employees, on average, will see their pay increase $1,600 per year. Amazon also says that it is lowering the cost of its entry-level health care plan to $5 per week and $5 for co-pays. Last December, Amazon faced strikes at 7 Amazon facilities. That same month, Amazon reached a settlement with OSHA to adopt ergonomic measures. The agency claimed hazardous working conditions led to serious lower back and other musculoskeletal disorders at Amazon facilities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ticket marketplace StubHub will see if its stock is the right price for Wall Street with its initial public offering. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.